Welcome to Module 2. The course now explores the first segment of the body of knowledge, which is on reliability management. We'll explore each of the main areas in detail as we go through the lessons in this module. Reliability management is the big picture. It includes elements of strategic management, which is, in essence, the big picture. It's how does reliability and the activities that we use and tools that we use integrate with the rest of the organization. When you think about it, reliability engineering is a wonderful position because we're unlike other engineers on the team. Electrical engineers will work almost exclusively with just the electrical engineering and the circuit design and manufacture, whereas reliability engineers will work with marketing, will work with suppliers, will work with customers, and will work with the engineering teams. But all of that together has to be managed and organized in order to be fruitful. So there's pieces of infrastructure and elements of, that are connecting various parts of the organization in order for us to do our jobs very well. So it's looking at what's the big structure or what's the playing field that we get to play in as a reliability professional. The program itself also has to be managed. Oftentimes we're working with expensive prototypes and test facilities and failure analysis capabilities. It can be a rather expensive endeavor and involve a fairly large team to make all happen. We often use outside resources for all kinds of different things, from managing failure analysis processes to looking at call centers. The reliability program involves all of those things or just a part of that. It's very dependent on your particular circumstance. We'll explore the various aspects of program management, lifecycle management, and how to pick the various tools and techniques that go into your programs. The third area is a collection of a couple different topics that are somewhat related, but not always. But there's ethics. What is it to be a professional reliability engineer? What is it to be good at what you do? And how does that all fit together with the overall program? Now, safety is often involved with reliability. If the product didn't fail, it would be safer, maybe. Or if it fails and becomes unsafe, that would be a bad thing. And we'll explore some of those nuances and interactions between safety and the other aspects of our program. Now, liability is kind of the consequence if things don't go well. You certainly can think of cases where people in companies have been sued because of product safety issues or misrepresentations. So liability and the legal system does get involved to some extent when our products don't work as they're expected to. And we'll explore the various legal aspects of the reliability profession in that area. The last thought here is from a different professional society, the society of it's the AMP, the Association of Maintenance Professionals, is or has a certification also. It's different than the Certified Reliability Engineer from ASQ, but it has an interesting premise. And the idea is that anyone in the organization at any level can be a leader. So they have a certification for Certified Reliability Leader. It's a mix of knowing the tools and techniques to dealing with reliability maintenance. In the maintenance world, it also has to deal with how do you portray that information and how do you influence decisions and how do you lead the thought about making something more reliable. So it's a fair question. Are you a leader? And the CRE is one way to demonstrate or illustrate that you are a leader, but it's more in how you operate and work. And we'll explore some of those topics as we move forward too. In the next segment, we're going to look at strategic management in detail, is introduce that whole area as we get deeper into the specific topics in the body of knowledge.